You know you shouldn't be here. What am I supposed to do?
You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show, Canada's most listened to spiritual talkback program.
And I'm trying to be true.
Have a listen to Mr. John Schneider.
Didn't you say we were over? Why do you keep hanging on? You're no longer welcome. Can't you just leave us alone? What's a memory like you? Doing it alone like this.
That's a killer line. I don't care what kind of songwriter you are. That is a killer line. John Schneider, boy, you're not going to find a guest over the last 8 years that I am more fond. Well, maybe Kathy Lee. Maybe I like her a little bit more than John Schneider, maybe. Oh, and then there's Candace. I guess I probably like her more than John. And
Carrie,
yeah, I like her more than John.
I'm in there somewhere, right?
Yeah, this isn't a good intro at all. John, how are you feeling right now?
Well, considering I'm in, talking to one of my like top 15 radio personalities, I'm feeling pretty good.
You
I'm sorry, 16.
Stop. Thank you. Well, listen, when I heard the...
Thank you for that intro, at least the intro to that intro.
Yes, I did my best. When I heard that you and Tom were together again and performing your hits from your solo recording careers up here at Fallsview Casino,
huh?
I just flipped my lid.
Well, it's so much fun. I'm going to... I fly out of L.A. on Tuesday to sit with Tom for 2 days before we go up there, and we're going to pick out the very best songs we possibly can. His songs, my songs, other people's songs, everything. It's going to be a lot of fun. We just click. Tom and I have a... There's a show within the show that neither one of us have anything to do with.
Man. When was the last time y'all got together and performed?
Oh, my gosh. It's been maybe 6 years.
Really?
Yeah, been a long time.
What do you think is...
A long time.
What's happened in those 6 years that might scare you about getting
Tom
back up?
Tom has gotten older. Tom, you know, might forget things.
You know what? I went and saw Crosby, Stills, Nash a while back, and Stephen Stills, his voice is shot. Still a great guitar player. Nash, he still was fantastic. And David Crosby, still a beautiful voice if he can remember the lyrics.
Well, you know, that happens. Tom has been doing Broadway, consistently since the last time we sang together.
I did not know that.
He's done so much Broadway, so... I would venture to say that Tom's voice is stronger now than ever before. Mine.
Oh,
we'll
stop!
Just have to see.
Stop! You're fine. You've got that resonance, that beautiful mellifluous tone about you.
Ooh, mellifluous! Thank you. Yeah, the dulcet tones of John Schneider. That's but really, it's the cool thing about. We're really good. I'll say that we really are. We're before Dukes of Hazzard, back when dinosaurs roamed the earth. We were both guitar players, singers, musical theater guys. So we've done that most of our lives.
Yeah.
So we're really good at it. But beyond that, there is something that when Warner Brothers cast The Dukes of Hazzard, there's something that Tom and I have that, like I said, we have nothing to do with it. There's a chemistry between we have so much fun. And there's so much history behind the two of us now. I mean, it's been 33 years since we started the Dukes.
Yeah.
So there is a show within the show that you cannot miss. I'm anxious to see that.
Good. Well, as are many others, I'm sure. January 21st and 22nd, Fallsview Casino. You know, I think that there's a trifactor here. There's a person that's missing that should tour with you. And that's your old friend, Marie Osmond. I think that would be stellar to have the three of you going around touring.
Do you really?
Oh!
Well, that would be an interesting show, wouldn't it?
I think so.
And you were on the starry side of the mountain, and I was over here in the General Lee.
Man.
I'm a little bit redneck, and you're a little bit rock and roll. Yeah, well, you know.
You see?
I don't know. I don't think a female entertainer wants to tangle with Tom and I.
No, not go anywhere near you guys. Yeah.
Well, listen, yeah.
John, was it weird? Yeah. Was it weird turning 50 last year?
No, not really. It's been weird since, but I'm too dumb to have recognized the tragedy that was about to occur.
Right.
No, I'm good with it. I've been. The only time I feel like maybe some time has passed is when I say something like I did a minute ago, where I say, you know, well, we started Duke's 33 years ago.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense to me. Did Grand Hotel 20 years ago, 22 years ago.
Wow.
Unbelievable. But still wearing the same clothes, still working out the same way, can still run just as slow and jump just as not high as I ever could before.
And still eating copious amounts of Captain Crunch.
Well, no, I did have to cut back on the Captain Crunch. I think Captain Crunch after 50 is perhaps a bad idea.
That's it. Oh, man. Well, I hope...
Unless you mix it in your hamburger. If you're making hamburgers, I do recommend highly. Or meatloaf that you mix in your Captain Crunch.
Well, let's talk about the kiddies for a second. Leah, Karis, Jason, how are they doing?
I'm at Karis's volleyball game right now.
Right.
She's doing good. However, she has... She practiced too hard during high school. This is club now. She's a junior. She's 6'2", and she's a monster volleyball player.
Wow.
But she got stress fractures in her shins and has had to lay off now for, this will be her fourth week. She's got three more weeks where she goes to every practice and goes to every game and every tournament, but cannot play.
Oh.
Now, There's a lesson in patience right there.
Yeah.
That's a character building study. So I'm here supporting my daughter, supporting her team.
Good for you.
She's good. My son, Chasen, is in London. He goes to the London Academy of Music and Dramatic Arts. So he's a theater brat too, which is exciting for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Leah?
And Leah is coming back. She lives in, she got her master's from Manchester, England in visual anthropology.
Oh, my goodness.
She's a documentary filmmaker. So she's going to come back, and she lives in New York right now, but her birthday is January 29th, and February 2nd or 3rd, she's coming back to California, and she's going to work on a new show that I'm doing for CMT, which...
Working Class?
No, I did that. No, this is a, I'm the kind of a guy when I go into a building, I wonder how they made it.
Right.
Or I see those big earth movers on the side of the road where a freeway is going to be. And I wonder, boy, what's it like? What's that piece of equipment really like? How do they get almonds out of trees?
Right.
So I've always been that kind of a guy. So this show is about people whose livelihood depends on shrimp boats or D9 caterpillars or monstrous equipment of some kind. And we talk about that, and then I go in and with a team of people and not trick their truck, but make the equipment that they puts food on the table better for them.
Interesting.
So, yeah, it's fun.
I think who would enjoy that a lot is John Ratzenberger.
Yeah, I think so.
Because he's that Nuts and Bolts Foundation guy, you know. He's really into that.
Yeah.
He did that whole show where, you know, people getting their hands dirty and actually working with their hands. He thinks that's really a lost art, you know. People are working less and less with their hands.
Oh, yeah. So. Craftsmanship. I mean, you grab a piece of crown molding and throw it in this whole gym here where all the volleyball dads are, and I'll bet there may be maybe four people that would know how to cut it.
Right.
You know, and... Yeah, so it is. It's craftsmanship is a lost art, and so I'm trying to shine a spotlight on people who, not that people who are on a computer or on the radio or in front of a camera don't work for a living, but you know what I say or what I mean. I know.
Yeah.
I have people saying, "Oh man, I had a 6 o'clock call this morning," and I said, "You know, it's better than digging foundations with a shovel."
Yeah. No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Because I grew up in the country. I've dug my fair share of post holes and thrown my fair share of hay bales. And I'm very thankful that I do what I do. And I never will. I'm just so thankful.
Yes, me too.
All right,
me too.
Let's talk about Return of the Killer Shrews.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Now, I'm not really well versed in what in the world Jimmy's got up his sleeve with this script. But Jimmy Best is for those who are listening, he played Roscoe on the Dukes, you know, the good Roscoe, the sheriff.
Thanks.
And, yeah, you got it. Wonderful, wonderful actor, an incredible acting teacher and coach. So when Jimmy called me and said, I have this movie that I'm going to do, I want you to be in it, I said, okay. I didn't have to read it. I trust Jimmy Best. Of course, he is 81, so maybe he's turned a corner on it, and I'll let you know. Well, he hasn't called me back. Maybe he forgot.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so there's also a guest appearance on the season's Hot in Cleveland, correct?
Yeah, I did Hot in Cleveland again. So that's on TV land.
And who is Doonby?
Doonby, Sam Doonby is a wonderful movie. I just went and saw about 80% of it yesterday. It is a movie about choices, and the effect of choices that people make not only on themselves, but on other people and their community. And not just bad choices. It's not one of those, oh, don't make a bad choice, because good choices can also have catastrophic consequences. So it's a really interesting psychological thriller.
Man, you are as diverse as your children. You've got three children who are very different, and all of those three children are inside of you.
That's true, and they all agree that their dad is very different.
Well, you've got to
mix it up.
And you've done a good job of that, and I think you could probably owe this all to Daddy Donut Day, or, you know, I think...
Daddy Donut Day, actually, thank you so much. That's very important. Now, you know, it's my kids are far too cool to do that anymore.
Oh, no.
But I go by myself.
You see, that hurts. I'm at that point in life, too, where my kids no longer want or need me in their life, and I miss those days where they used to worship the ground I walk on.
I know. It's a weird thing. They'll come back.
I'm told.
They'll come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do come back. But it is, and it's not so much, I mean, Daddy Donut Day is kind of an early thing. If you don't get to the donut shop by 10 o'clock, then there are no donuts left.
Yeah.
So when it started out as a every Saturday morning in their jammies, you know, the little ones, we'd pile in the car and go to the donut store at like 7 o'clock, 7:30. Hmm. But try to get unless there's a volleyball tournament, try to get a 16 to 20-year-old human being up 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning. Not going to happen.
Not going to happen. No, that's right.
Not going to happen. Uh-huh.
Hey, the last time you and I spoke, Gavin McLeod was hitting on your wife, pretty much.
Yeah.
Ben, does he ever love your wife? I mean, I've never met, I don't know, maybe she is the bomb that he says she is, but...
Of course she is.
Yeah?
Of course she is.
Okay. All right.
She's a doll.
I'm just, you know, I don't want to go on third-party information.
Well, you can trust Gavin.
Okay.
Gavin's a pretty good source of information.
You're not in touch with each other on a sort of semi-regular basis, are you, Gavin?
No, only through you. We communicate through you. That's it.
Okay, just thought I'd check. With you coming up here and doing the Fallsview Casino gig with Tom Wopat 21st and 22nd of January, first thing that comes to mind is that time you spent with Johnny and June Carter Cash.
You're so good. Yeah,
and
that comes to mind.
I mean, would you say that time period would be instrumental in more ways than just musical?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I would say it was not instrumental. Well, what a nice play on words that was. It's not really it was not instrumental in music at all.
Right.
John and I toured a little bit together, but we talked and fished and discussed Civil War buttons and coins from Ephesus and all kinds of stuff. I mean, it was, none of that was a professional relationship at all. So yeah, I would say living with Johnny and June was changed my life from that point on in many, many ways.
Huh.
How I think about people, how I think about adversity, how I think about John was a guy held together by his love for Christ and his fear of June. And I mean that by fear of disappointing her.
Right, yeah.
So he was, it was always evident in John that that if left to his own devices, there was a bad man in there, very self-destructive fellow, who would take a bullet for any of his friends. Hmm. You know, one of those guys in that war movie, you know, that guy in the war movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But you could see that it was a daily exercise. I won't say struggle. I'm sure at first it was a struggle, but it became a daily exercise, a commitment to not being that guy.
Right.
That I was able to see for a long time.
Man, and, bucket list, or if I could do life over again, I would. That would be on my list to spend some time with the Cash. I just think that's just crazy.
Yep.
Crazy.
Yep. It was a great honor. And, I think about it all the time.
Well, we need to let you go back and being a good father as you are. But just before we say goodbye, there's a story. There's a story that I read recently on a I'm not sure whether it's a trustworthy website or not. WikiLeaks has a story about you, John Schneider.
What does it say?
Well, it's not really WikiLeaks; it's just Wikipedia. Something about wrapping yourself up. Something about wrapping yourself up in chains and falling in a pool to do a Houdini trick.
Oh my gosh, that's ancient. But yes.
Is that true?
But I didn't fall. I jumped. There's a difference.
Thanks.
Difference, yeah. Thanks. When I was a kid, going back into diversity here, when I was a kid, I used to do magic. I used to do magic shows for kids' parties and things, even when the birthday person was older than me. Mm-hmm. So I'm talking about doing it from, like, 10 till 14. That led to wanting to start to try to do some escape tricks. So, one of the escape tricks was chain your hands together and get out of it. Another was chain your hands behind your back and get out of it. Another was like 100 feet of rope all tied up with some chains and get out of that. And I thought, well, hey, this would be cool. I'll just do that and I'll add jumping in the pool. And when my mother gets home from work, I'm going to have my friends say, hey, come Shirley, come look and see what your son's doing. So
not the sharpest kid in the block, eh?
Well, no. Well, here I'm talking to you, right?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
It did not turn out poorly.
No, but I mean, as far as giving your mother a complete heart attack, you know, oh, man.
Well, I was at that stage where I was, you know, I was about to get out of mommy donut day at that point. So, so now, of course, part of the showmanship of any of that stuff is you get in the pool and then you get out of it as soon as you possibly can. But then you hold your breath and look, because they can't really see you very well. You look like you're struggling.
Right, right.
You know, including the, you know, really you're just sitting there now with the weight of the chains on your lap, blowing bubbles and looking up with a look like, help.
Yeah.
You know, the bubbles that pop up and go, help. And she tells me that she was about, oh, I don't know, a second and a half from jumping in the pool and saving my life when I finally came up.
Wow.
and I still get a kick out of that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I do. And she still feels about the same way she did about it.
Uh-huh.
And I get a kick out of it.
Yeah.
I think it was funny.
Oh, man. Well, listen, John, every time you're on our show, it is a pleasure and honor.
Thank you.
Are a gentleman. You are, at least from what I can dig up, a man of integrity. And you and Tom Wopat live in concert, Falls View Casino, January 21st and 22nd. I hope the gate is crazy full, man. Pack that place
up.
So
do I. Thank you very much. We're going to sing lots of songs. There's going to be pictures and autographs and all that stuff. Bring your lunchbox. Get your lunch. But please take the sandwich out. And, clean it
yes.
out before you bring that to us. But we'll be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I enjoy talking to you so much. Thank you.
John, I appreciate your heart, man. Take care, mate.
Bye-bye. Bye. Happy New Year.
Yeah, thanks. John Schneider on the Drew Marshall Show. Short, short break. And when we come back, we were supposed to get to this last week, but I keep running out of time on shows. We're almost going to do it again this week. Shut up, Drew. 2010 highlight reel. Folks, you're going to want to tune into this one because there's a whole lot of Tim the Tool abuse coming up right next.
Waiting for the right time, and now that you're near.
Like what you've heard? Listen again online at drewmarshall.ca.
It's now.